Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. God chose prophets under the Jewish covenant to teach His people and to warn them about turning to idols. God promised through Moses, "I will raise them up a prophet among their brethren, like unto you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not listen unto the words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him." Deuteronomy 18, 18 and 19. God chose Jeremiah to deliver his message in his words to the people of Israel. Over and over, the prophet Jeremiah affirms, "The word of the Lord came unto me," or, "Thus says the Lord." When God commissioned Jeremiah to deliver his word, Jeremiah was faithful in his commission. The prophet says concerning the message he had received, "I hearkened and heard, but they spoke not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, What have I done? Everyone turned to his course as the horse rushes into battle." Jeremiah 8, 6. The great tragedies that befell the Israelite people could not be blamed on the faithful prophets of God. God gave Isaiah, Amos, Micah, Hosea, Jeremiah, and the other prophets the very words he wanted them to use in turning his people away from wickedness. The people may have tried to lay the blame for their condition on the prophets, or on the priests, or even on God, but they were not being honest when they did. God had given them all the information and inspiration they needed to be faithful to Him. Jeremiah affirmed, "I hearkened and heard." In other words, when God commanded the prophet to speak to His people, Jeremiah faithfully responded. He did not fail to tell the Israelites exactly what God wanted them to know and to do. Did the prophet's words lodge into good and honest hearts and produce the changes both God and the prophet wanted? Jeremiah said in effect, "I told them what God wanted, but they have not spoken rightly. That is, they did not confess their sins and return from their rebellion and disobedience." Jeremiah further affirmed, "No man repented of his wickedness, saying, What have I done?" If backsliding were no big deal, as Calvinists have to maintain, why does the prophet lay such great stress on repentance? If modern Christians backslide, is there any danger of their being lost? Did you know that Paul told the Corinthians that he could be a reject? "But I keep my body under me and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached unto others, I myself should be a castaway." 1 Corinthians 9, 7. The Greek word adokimos, translated castaway, means reject. The King James Version usually translates the Greek reprobate. Romans 1, 28, for example. The people of God were unwilling to listen to God's messengers. Everyone turned to his own course. Does that remind you of what happened during the days of the judges? In those days, there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Judges 17:6. Do these verses from Jeremiah and from Judges describe to a great extent what occurs in our generation? In Humanist Manifestos 1 and 2, humanists argue, "Moral values derive their source from human experience. Ethics is autonomous and situational." Page 17. Autonomous literally means self-rule. Situational means that nothing is wrong or right within itself. It all depends on the situation. The humanists during the days of the judges and during the prophetic ministry of Jeremiah did not recognize any authority greater than their own hearts. Is it any wonder the Lord had to punish the nation by exiling them in Babylon? The Israelites rushed into their own ways like a horse plunging headlong into battle. And that is happening in our generation. So many people are paying little or no attention to the Word of God. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.